This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
All right, welcome back to the second hour of Food for Thought with Carol. And joining me today is Tracy. We are on 107.7 WTPL in the Concord, Manchester, and Lakes region, as well as streaming all around the world on WTPLFM.com, which is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. And anytime during the show, you can give us a call at 866-823-1077. We'd love to hear of a new place that may be opening up, or a new place you've eaten at, or a recipe you'd like to share, or if you just want to chat with us. Again, the number is 866-823-1077. We'd also like to welcome our live audience here to the Beacon Building in downtown Manchester. We're located right at 814 Elm Street. Come on down. Still plenty of time to have lunch over at Midtown Cafe. I know they have some barbecue lamb up there today, and it's very, very good. And I'd also love for you to like us on Facebook. You can go to Food for Thought with Carol. And coming up soon on there, if you like it, and then you'll get into the feed, we'll be giving away some prizes with some trivia. So stay tuned for that. And without any further ado, because I know he is waiting, I want to welcome on again Gary, who is the owner of Congdon's Donuts in Wells, Maine. You can also check them out on the web at congdons.com. That's C-O-N-G-D-O-N-S. And, you know, people that may be listening, you might be going, Congdon's, where do I know that from? Well, you will remember that they serve the best donuts in the whole entire world. So that should ring a bell with you. Mm-hmm. So welcome, Gary, back to Food for Thought.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me back.
Yeah. So how has the week been at Congdon's this week? I mean, with, you know, the snow is melting, so it's starting to look a little better out there, I think.
I think everybody's got spring fever, and they're ready to rock and roll and get rid of the snow. Although I was up at Gunstock yesterday, and it was beautiful. Beautiful ride.
Oh, nice. Nice. Oh, nice. So you ski. That's great. Oh,
yeah, gosh. I actually teach a handicap group up there. It's awesome. Yeah, fun stuff.
That is awesome. Good for you. So how often do you go up? Like
Every Wednesday.
Very
yeah, so
nice.
We start at the beginning of January, and I think we go through the end of March. It's
okay.
What's the Lake Region Adaptive Sports.
Okay, all right.
The group, and they run right out of Gunstock.
That is fantastic. You know, my sister-in-law, she always skied, but then she picked it up, you know, later in life. Like, she's been skiing the past, like, couple years, and she's going now for her instructor's license. She
good
loves
for her.
It. Yeah.
Hey, you get a better appreciation for it when you get older, too. You know, now I don't go as fast. I kind of sit back, enjoy the view. You know, it's a different it's a different feel to it today.
Yeah, it's different. Well, if I'd go down, I'd be thinking of my knees and my gosh, you know. And I skied up until about 4 or 5 years ago, and because my right knee was really, really bad, and I've had since had a knee replacement. But yeah, I can imagine the older you get, you're probably a little definitely a lot more careful.
It's true. I was actually just up at Gunstock a couple weeks ago, and I snowboard, and I hurt my ankle snowboarding. And
ankle? That's yeah, because usually it's the wrist.
Yeah, well, the way you're strapped in on a snowboard, and I was going down moguls, and just kind of the way you. Well, my children dragged me. I would not have gone down by myself.
Yeah, I don't believe you.
They made me. But I'm getting older, and I'm just thinking maybe I shouldn't be doing stuff like that any longer. And I've been out since.
you got to keep doing it for sure, but just slow it down. And if I was you, I'd stay on the mogul.
Yeah, I think
they're hard. They're just hard on your whole body. You know, I can't do any of that stuff anymore.
Exactly. They did not tell me I was going down moguls.
You
go over that cliff, and then you see moguls, and I immediately was angry with my children.
Yeah.
You know, I would have taken my snowboard off, and I would have walked
walked
down.
Back.
That is exactly what I would have done, because my
son
could
slide it somewhat, but still, the moguls just tear on your knees
and
you know, every part of your body. Actually,
it will not happen again.
Nothing beats that view. You know, you get off the lift up on top and you look around, especially Gunstock, too, because you get a beautiful view of Winnipesaukee.
Yes,
awesome.
It's gorgeous. It's absolutely gorgeous. Okay, listeners, we are talking with Gary of Congdon's Donuts. And you know what we wanted to talk about this week, Gary? We wanted to talk about the cronut craze and what you felt about it. And do you serve them at Congdon's? And
Yes, we do. We kind of did a different spin on it. I know the guy in New York City kind of did a donut dough and a croissant dough, and he kind of blended it together.
Right.
We actually took our donut dough and then kind of kept folding it like you would make a croissant and doing layers of butter in it. And it gives it that lighter texture, a lighter bake, per se. And they're really fried, so you can't even say it's a baked product. It's a really a fried product.
Ooh.
But it's lighter. And I think it's because of those layers of butter. And just keep folding the dough over. You roll it real thin, like you would a croissant.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. You know,
I mean,
I think people like regular donuts more so, but it's a different variation. It's cool.
So it's probably just like a craze and a trend maybe for the moment, do you think?
Yeah. I really think so. You know, because there was all that news from New York from that guy that, you know, he'd only make so many and people would stand in line for hours.
Yes.
You know.
And, you know, there's a bake shop. It's called actually The Bake Shop. It's on Kelly Street here in Manchester. And she does them, I think it's only on Saturdays or
right.
maybe Friday and Saturday. And there's usually a line out the door, people waiting for their cronuts.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. It really is compared to a regular donut. It's a ton of work to keep, you know, rolling that out and then, you know, pairing the butter and then flipping the dough back on and keep doing it over and over and over again. Yeah, it's a ton of work to do the things.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
So,
because you get top dollar for it too, you know.
You what?
So we do $2.29, you know, instead of our regular, you know, $1.39 for a donut.
Well,
you can get more money for it, which is, you know, cool, but.
Do you know what Dunkin' Donuts gets for them? Did you see that?
I don't.
$3.99.
Whoa, I guess.
Isn't that crazy for one cronut?
$3.99. Boy, I got to do better, I guess.
That was a couple months ago. I don't know if that's gotten, you know, I'm sure it doesn't taste anything like Congdon's donuts.
Yeah, they're all mass produced from afar. You know, none of the stores make their own anymore.
Right.
They're all, you know, they have a massive central kitchen and they ship them all out of there.
Now, Gary, for somebody who hasn't had a cronut before, like myself, sad to say, explain what it's like, how it tastes, why it's different, like why someone might want to try that instead of a donut.
Yeah, we use our raised dough still, but it's got like a lighter, almost like a croissant. You know how that it's got that layered pieces in it? It's kind of airy with the butter that's flaking it up. So it's almost got like more of a croissant taste.
But still sweet,
but
like
dough,
a donut.
You know, but donut dough. And we still fry them in our, you know, our shortening. So it tastes more like a donut when you do it that way.
And but are they different flavors as well?
It's lighter. It's different. You know, I don't know how you explain it. It's just it's layered differently.
It is. It's different.
I guess, the way you explain it.
And they come in different flavors as well, just like a
we
donut.
We just do a plain one that we glaze.
Okay.
You know, we might sell, you know, 24 on a busy day, so it's really not, you know, a big seller for us.
Mm-hmm.
But you could, you know, you could fill them. You could add, you know, all your jellies on top. You know, and kind of do more like a Danish looking type of thing. You know, to still have that. But see, Danish is more of a croissant type of dough, anyways, pastry dough. And that, in turn, will have the jelly on it, you know, or, you know, cream cheese or whatever you're putting on the, you know, Danish.
Right.
Now, last week when we left you, with chocolate-covered bacon. And I want to know about chocolate-covered bacon. And is that really good? And is it a
really
big
is.
Seller?
Yeah, and it's a great seller, too. I think, you know, of course, in our area, the tourists are more apt to buy it anyways because they're, you know, kind of, you know, getting their friends to buy it or buy some and try it all. You know, just a regular good bacon that you like and then get some dipping chocolate, like you dip strawberries in. It's got like a little more waxy to it, so it hardens up.
Right.
And then you just take your cold bacon and dip it through the chocolate. It sticks right to it hard. We throw it in the walk-in for a couple of minutes just to harden it up even more and then put it on the case. It's delicious. It tastes like M&M peanuts.
Really?
Yeah. That when you first bite into it, that's the taste you get. I don't know if it's because of the salt or the bacon, but that's the first thing I think of when I bite it. And then it's more chewy like bacon is.
See, I had it once at a fair, and it must have just been the way that they the bacon, I mean, to me, now, is when you do it, is your bacon must be nice and crispy, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
See, this bacon was limp. It was,
gosh,
it was terrible.
Yeah.
So my experience.
That doesn't sound appeasing.
So
sometimes the fair food, too, doesn't have the better grades.
Right.
You know, because with bacon, there's all kinds of grades out there, you know.
There's a million
grades. And you can tell the grades by the price. That
exactly.
tells it all right there.
Exactly.
You know, the $1.99 special isn't going to taste very good. You start getting, you know, $3, $4, $5 a pound. Stuff's going to taste good.
Right, exactly. For those of you tuning in, you are listening to Food for Thought, and we are talking with Gary, who's the owner of Congdon's Donuts. They're over in Wells, Maine, right on Route 1. And you can check them out on the web at congdons.com, C-O-N-G-D-O-N-S.com. And they're the home of the best donut you'll ever have in your whole entire life. Oh, and you know what? I'm looking at the pictures on the website, and they have the pictures of the chocolate-covered bacon.
Yeah.
That is cool.
Yeah.
And let's again maybe just talk about – actually, did you have a question about his Benny, right?
I did. I saw on your website about Benny the Lobster.
Oh, yeah.
There must be some sort of great story to go along with Benny the Lobster.
So we kind of needed a mascot, and our dish guy actually ended up buying a lobster suit that we used to have these barbecues every summer, and we basically took the Benny out, and he'd stand by the road waving at everybody. We took him to, like, we just did a breakfast cook-off up in Portland, and we take him to things like that where he actually puts his head on and then, you know, waves. The kids kind of play with him. You know, he's like a Disney character. He doesn't talk, mm-hmm. so, you know, everything's mm-hmm. with the motions. He's cute. It's kind of hot and sweaty in that head, though. I don't know how those Disney folks do that, but.
Well, the Red Arrow, we have a mascot. His name is Mo, and he's like Mo the big coffee cup. And
there you go.
And, yeah, the same thing. We take him to events, and, you know, and then he'll walk down Elm Street on Saturdays and, you know, stuff like that. So it's fun, and you're right. The kids do love it. They love it.
Yes.
So
that's,
also
you know, Benny, and, of course, we did a Benny the Lobster. For our lobster Benedict, you know, lobster. So we talk about, you know, cooking him up for dinner and, you know, kind of have fun with him.
That right, kind of stuff. Of course.
Plus he's red, so he's actually, truthfully, you know, all New English knows red lobsters are cooked lobsters. You know, they're kind of dark green or black or
right.
you know, lots of other colors. Red ones are all done.
Exactly. Now, Congdon's is not only known for their donuts, but you also serve breakfast and lunch, correct?
Yes. Yep, we do full-serve breakfast and lunch. We seat about 100 people in our restaurant. The Benedicts are probably one of the, you know, the most popular. We do a homemade hash one. That's my favorite.
Oh,
love the Benedict. Well, so that's a 4-ounce portion. And then we do a deluxe one, where it's an 8-ounce portion. And of course, the
goodness.
Tourists love that because they eat lobster everything.
It's true. And it's summertime. It's lobster everything.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
oh,
it
my
is.
Goodness.
Lobster. And we do all, you know, lobster omelets and, you know, I can't see some of that stuff, but the lobster Benedict is very, very good. You know, any of that crab, all the seafoods. We do just, of course, the regular one with ham. We also do a tomato and spinach one for the veg.
Yeah. Well, very good. Well, Gary, thank you so much for calling in and hearing about Congdon's Donuts and your take on the cronut craze. I was really curious about that because... yeah, everybody just seems to still be, you know, you still hear them talking about it. So
Yep, you do. The guy's done a number for the pastry world with cronuts, for sure.
I know, and it's somebody in New York City. Honestly, I didn't even know that until I was, like, looking it up. And I'm like, I didn't realize it was, you know, somebody that discovered it like that.
Yep,
so.
And I guess he's gone after quite a few people for, you know, trademarking the name. And that's why we call it a croissant donut. We don't call it a cronut, per se.
Oh, okay.
Does Duncan call it a cronut?
You know, I don't remember. I don't remember. I'm not sure.
I've heard of a few, you know, instances where they kind of name protective.
I can understand that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, Gary. Well, thank you very much, and we'll be talking to you or Jamie maybe next week, and
okay.
Have a great week.
Yeah, you too. Thanks.
All right.
Take
care. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. You are listening to Food for Thought. We're live at the Beacon Building in 814 Elm Street right in downtown Manchester, and we are going to go on a short break, and when we come back, we are going to be in studio with Jen Graham. She is the marketing director of the Palace Theater, and then we're going to be hearing from James Van Praagh.
That should be very
internationally renowned medium, so an author
and TV personality.
And TV personality. So stay tuned. Food for Thought. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back to Food for Thought. We are live at the Beacon Building at 814 Elm Street, right in downtown Manchester. And Tracy's in with me today. Jeannie
yes.
is off today. And we will be live at the Red Arrow Diner tomorrow. So it's Food for Thought's first remote. So that's kind of exciting.
That is exciting.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. So we're going to have the Londonderry Chamber as well as the Manchester Chamber present. And I don't think that the mayor has confirmed yet whether or not he'll be arriving at the ribbon cutting. So we'll see for that. And let's see here.
So I have some more stress managing foods, if you would like to hear.
Well, we all would love to hear about stress managing foods. Always. I think that's great.
So I'm eating my blueberries again today and with my almond butter. How did you like that yesterday, by the way?
You know what? I loved it. It was very different. It's something that I never would have thought about eating. And it was funny because, you know, that night, the day that you were here having it, that night I was in Fresh Market and I went by the, you know, grind your own machine, you know, butter stuff. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going to grind my own almond butter. And it's very good.
Yes, I
very,
love
very
it.
Good.
It's almost like a dessert, but it's good for you. Well, the blueberries in it are high in vitamin C and antioxidants, and that helps repair and protect your cells that are affected by stress.
Uh-huh.
So, also turkey, which when we think of turkey, we think of, you know, put you to sleep and all that. Well, actually, it's loaded with tryptophan, which is an amino acid that triggers the release of serotonin, making you feel less anxious. Maybe that's why you want to lay down and go to sleep. But throw a little turkey in your salad or something during the day if you know you're going to have a busy, crazy day. And
love that.
See?
I like a chopped salad. Do you like? I like a chopped salad.
I do.
You know, with some turkey in it, a little bit of egg too is good in it.
I love boiled egg.
Yeah, and I love red onion.
That's something I don't do.
Really?
Nope. I like my onions cooked or sauteed, but I don't like raw onion. I can't do that in a salad.
I'm like that with green peppers. I like them raw, but I don't like them cooked, so I'm opposite. But with green peppers, I do not like cooked green peppers. Yucky, yucky.
Well, I have one more thing, which is probably one of my favorites on this list, and some people love or hate them, avocados.
Love avocados.
Could eat them raw. A big hit in our house with my kids and my husband love avocados. So they are full of vitamin B, which help maintain a healthy nerve and brain function so you can focus and chill.
There we go. Now, you know what I have a problem with avocados? You know, because whenever, you know, if you're, you know, going to make a guacamole, what else do you use avocados for? Making guacamole, I guess, or having them plain. I mean, I love them like that too, sliced avocado, like even toss them in a salad or, you know. I can never find them ripe. It is, you know, and you know when you go to the grocery store and you look at them and it says ripe on them and they're not.
And they're not. They're either too hard or they're too soft.
Yeah, exactly.
It's hard to get them. So I tend to buy them plain a little bit ahead. I'll buy them a little more on the firm side. Then let them sit. And a little tip that actually my husband taught me. So say you get your avocado, it's too hard to have. Then you're not quite ready to have it and it starts getting soft. Throw it in the refrigerator and that extends the ripeness of it. It works like a charm.
Really?
It does.
So, okay, so get it a little bit firm. So to get it ripe is keeping it out at a room temperature. To get it to ripeness.
Yep.
But then if you're not going to use it right away, throw it in the fridge.
Exactly.
Wow.
And I'll tell you what I use avocados for. I use them pretty much on everything. We have them every single week. I love a good shrimp quesadilla.
Yum.
Put a little coconut oil on the outside of the tortilla. Throw some, you can make it into guacamole if you want, but I also like to just do slices of avocado.
Mm-hmm.
Saute up some shrimp. Put a little cheese and salsa. I actually like to use goat cheese.
I love goat cheese.
And then you just kind of brown it up on the skillet or griddle, whatever. I'm from Oklahoma. My terminology is probably going to come out here. And they're delicious. Again,
that sounds really good.
My kids love those too. So I put avocados on everything.
See, I really like avocados too. Actually, we were at Puerto Vallarta last night. And they have really good guacamole. They make it to order. And we like it hot, so they add jalapenos in it, like, you know, a little minced jalapeno. So you don't really see them. It's just like that. The taste is so good. Love guacamole. Love guacamole.
So we have Jen coming up from the Palace Theater.
Yep, she'll be on shortly.
Just a bit.
Yep. And just want to remind people, too, that there's going to be an Iron Chef. Iron Chef Concord is coming up, and it is their first Iron Chef competition. It's brought to you by Good Life Programs and Activities, and the tickets are $25 per ticket, and you can get them also at goodlifenh.org, and it is three you know, the independent living facilities in Concord, one of them is Granite Ledges, the other one is the Birches, and the other one is Havenwood. Each of them have chefs. Well, they have a chef in each one. Ledges has executive chef Christopher Normandy. The Birches, executive chef Joe Gerber, and Havenwood, executive chef Jason Seavey. And they are going to be competing. They're selling tickets, and they're only selling 200. So, and they started selling them. And this event is April 1st. You know, it doesn't say it on this paper.
And they're not sold out yet.
And they are not.
Oh,
I'm sorry. It's April. Yes, it is April 1st, 5:30 to 7:30. And what it is it's a $25 for the ticket. All the proceeds go to Good Life. And at from 5:30 to 6:15, you'll be going around to each of these places that are going to be bringing an array of their foods. And then right at 6:15, the judges get situated, and I happen to be one of the judges. I'm so excited. And then they're going to be, they have 30 minutes to prepare their meal, and they have to make it with chocolate. So it has to be something with chocolate.
Mm-hmm. And
so,
this is in front of a live audience. They're preparing this.
Yes, and they'll be like high, you know, a little bit high up so everybody can see them. Mm-hmm. And so it should be a lot of fun. I'm excited about that. So would love to see people out there. So, you know, again, Iron Chef Concord, it's their first Iron Chef competition. So, again, goodlifenh.org. And you know what? We are going to take our break right now. You're listening to Food for Thought. And when we come back, we're going to be with Jen Graham. She's the marketing director of the Palace Theater. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol. Joining me today is Tracy, and we are live at the Beacon Building in downtown Manchester, right at 814 Elm Street. Still have plenty of time to come on and have some lunch at Midtown Cafe. I heard they have, well, not I heard, they do have. They might have run out by now, I'm not sure, but some delicious barbecue lamb, which is a barbecue lamb sandwich and a pita bread with some homemade tzatziki sauce, and gosh, it was really, really good.
Making my mouth water.
I know. And you can give us a call at any time. The number is 866-823-1077. And
we would like to thank our sponsors today, Integrity Health Coaching Solutions in Bedford and Londonderry, IntegrityFit.com, your coaching solutions company, and Belmont Hall and Restaurant, 718 Grove Street in Manchester, BelmontHall.net. Top quality foods made fresh for over 50 years. And Express Jewelry Center at 44 North Main Street in Concord. ExpressJewelryNH.com for precision repair and sales. Also, Celeste Oliva at 75 South Main Street in Concord. CelesteOliva.com, your source for the freshest premium extra virgin olive oils and balsamic vinegars, and added to their line is fresh pasta and honey. And Fallon's Furniture, the official decorator of our green room for Food for Thought and Kale & Company. And New England Coffee, the official coffee of Food for Thought, newenglandcoffee.com. And, of course, the Red Arrow Diners in Manchester, Milford, and now open with drive-thru in Londonderry, redarrowdiner.com. And listeners, we want to remind you that if you go into any of these sponsors, to please let them know that Food for Thought sent you. They love to hear that.
Beautiful. Yes. Great job.
Thank you.
Okay, and next let's welcome on Jennifer Graham. You're the marketing director of the Palace Theater. What a job that is.
It's amazing, and thank you for having me on the show.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
What an experience to be there in the 100-year anniversary as well.
Yes. Now, that is it this year or next?
This year.
It is,
yep,
this year.
And officially,
okay.
April.
Okay, yep, so April. I knew it was like coming up. Okay, very good.
Yeah,
that is, you know, that is just amazing. That building is, you know, the theater is just, you know, steeping in history. I mean, it's crazy.
Absolutely. And we have a centennial book that we put together, and it's only $29.95, and people can purchase it so they can see the history that
right.
has gone through there. And we have a number of people that have emailed us and said, oh, these pictures, I remember my grandmother was here, you know, cousins were here. So how amazing. And it's a great way to pull the community together.
Totally.
Really,
I love that. All that history stuff is just great.
And I just love having something like this in so close to where we live without having to go to Boston or a bigger city. I am a theater buff. I have, you know, always been into theater and acting, and my youngest son has actually gotten that gene from me, and he's actually done a couple of plays at the Palace. And what an experience at starting at, you know, 8 years old to be able to get on that stage in front of 300-400 people. How many does the Palace?
The Palace holds 886.
Oh, that was a lot. So wow. For to be 8 years old and standing in front of a huge audience, yep, like that, it's such a confidence booster that a lot of children don't have the opportunity with something so amazing like that right in their town. So I'm very thankful that it's part of our community as well.
Yeah, oh, and that's wonderful to hear about your son. And I too have a son in PYT, and I've seen the confidence level mm-hmm. in him. It's amazing what it's done for his overall, you know, maturity level as well.
Definitely.
Yeah, it's really nice. And for this summer, and speaking of that, in summer, hopefully will come sooner than later.
I know.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. It's sunny out today. We have summer camps that start. And for the first time this year, what we're doing is something different. So it does start the end of June. There are four different sessions. And so you can call the box office to get more information, which is 668-5588. And what they do is they're combining now the camp with PYT.
Now, so, PYT, I'm assuming that's Palace Youth Theater.
Thank you. It is Palace Youth Theater. Very good, yeah. Carol. I like that. yeah, so they're going to be combining it. So within 2 weeks, they're going to hold auditions, they're going to cast, and they're going to put a full-blown production on
what
at the end of 2 weeks.
What a great idea.
You know, I'm just, because my son did a camp, but the week, you know, like vacation week.
Right.
And you know, I cannot believe that they, in just a week even, they do it.
Yes.
I think that is just crazy.
We have the most talented artistic directors that work there. They are so amazing with the children, as you've experienced, both of you. And yeah, this is going to be amazing. So to pull Palace Youth Theater together and the camps, and it'll be a paid production. You come and you do get one complimentary ticket for each session that you purchase for camp. And then we're going to go out there and put on some shows this summer.
Oh, that what a great
fun.
Way to spend your time
that
during summer.
That is really fun.
Yeah.
Yes, for
we have
sure.
a lot of Disney themes, so that'll be nice.
So it's camp. It's a two-week camp.
Two-week camps, four different camp sessions, and they start in June, the end of June.
Very
so register
nice.
Now.
This
yeah,
is
the
definitely.
Time to get on
now,
board.
What are the ages for that?
That is still the same. That'll be the 8 to 18.
So 8
I
to
believe.
18.
Yes. Don't double. I got to double check that, but yeah.
That sounds right.
8 to 18. Yeah.
It probably sounds about right.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Now you also have a more, I don't know what the term, if it's professional or not, but for you have a different teen group. What is that called?
Yes, we have a couple of different teen groups. One is the Palace Theater for, the Palace Teen Theater
okay.
Company. Mm-hmm. And then we have the Apprentice Company. So the Palestine Apprentice Company. Okay. So there's two different companies there. And those run, there's a semester in the fall and a semester in the summer. And they just had tryouts to see who's going to auditions for who's going to make the PTAC, we call it for short, and the PPT for C. So again, it's the Palace Theater Apprentice Company and the Palace Teen Company. And what we have this summer, too, is summer series, which everyone is waiting for. And we're going to be up on our website soon with what shows we have. And they're Disney-based, a lot of them. One is going to be Shrek. So how exciting.
Oh, that's
that'll be
so fun. I love Shrek.
I know, too.
So cool.
And it's so much fun. And then we have Little Mermaid, and we're going to have Wizard of Oz. We had our best summer series last year. And what they are, it's professional actors for children. So, and the kids come dressed up, and they come, you know, it's like Dorothy for Wizard of Oz or whatever character the play is, and then they get to take pictures with the characters
after.
Oh,
and they love that.
And those are usually during the day, right?
Those are, we have a 10 a.m. shows, and then we have a 6:30, and the price is right. Like, there's about $9 a ticket. So,
Wow. Yeah,
to come in and have nice little groups come in. We do have group discounts. So you can call the Palace as well
there
for the
go.
Group discounts, too.
There you go. And you can also check them out on the web, too. They have a great website, palacetheater.org. So Jen, and for those of you tuning in, you are listening to Food for Thought, and we are in studio with Jennifer Graham. She's the marketing director for the Palace Theater. And so what is it like in your shoes as the marketing director? I mean, to me, you know, because I'm into the marketing for my company, and I love that end of it. And you know, we work together with the New Hampshire Eats, so, you know,
right.
Everybody, we learn from each other and all. What is it like, you know, working at the Palace, and what do you do? Day in the life of Jennifer Graham at the Palace.
Wow, we should have a camera with me. It'd be pretty funny.
I know, huh?
It'd be a little scary. No, it's really exciting. It's really, I'm living the dream. Like, honestly, when
you.
I get to call up, you know, people's agents that we have coming in, I'm just over the top thrilled. Two, I do everything from trimming out our inserts that we give into the lobby to our buying our media with our radio and with our television, working with the artistic director and coming up with our creative of what we're going to do for a specific show, whether it's, you know, our Palace professional shows are amazing. To our presenting shows. So everything from A to Z, everything you see out there from the videos that we do, the creative, I'm in charge of and help prepare with the other marketing team members.
Wow. Must be exciting.
It is really fun.
You know, she's so funny because we've been kind of going back and forth a little, and she's like, oh, yeah, I just got off the phone with Rick Springfield. You know,
she's so funny. A little starstruck at the same
time. That's okay. Hey.
We just had Kathy Griffin the other night.
Yeah,
she
how
sold
was that?
Out. She was amazing.
I bet.
Yeah, she was really fun. She's a nice woman, very professional. It went really well.
Good.
Palace had a good night.
Now, how soon does she arrive? Like, does she just arrive and then do the show and then fly back out? Or was she here for a day?
That's a great question. I actually do know that. She was here for a week.
Yep. And she didn't go to the Red Arrow Diner?
I know.
What the heck?
She was staying in Boston. She didn't stay in New Hampshire.
Okay.
And the reason why, she had a couple shows in the Boston area.
Okay.
So we had a car come up. She came up about 45 minutes before her show.
Okay.
She got ready beforehand. She was awesome. She took pictures. She signed autographs for a few people, you know, the staff members and board members. And then she went on stage. Her assistant did her sound check for her. And then she came on. She was there almost 2.5 hours.
Wow.
I know.
That seems long, right?
Yeah. She's great at stand-up. And that's her love. That's what she said. That's her first love.
That is so interesting. Now, did she have any requests? Like, did she have any requests for her, you know, what do they call it, a green room?
Yeah. Yes, we do have a green room.
Yeah, and then just like food for thought.
That's right. And then she has a rider. She had a very simple rider. So she had asked for spoons and peanut butter and tea and coffee and water.
So nothing.
Nothing out of the ordinary. She's really easy.
I like to hear that.
Cool.
Yeah.
That is cool. Have you had anybody that has asked for anything like really crazy?
Not since I've been there. Like, you know, they'll ask for specific organic foods. You know, they will ask for certain water brands, you know, but nothing crazy yet that I've experienced.
No pink toilet paper. I think I heard that one.
That'd be funny.
Sure.
No, not yet, but I'm sure somebody will ask soon. So we go from that to our professional shows that,
love
you
to
know,
hear what is coming up.
Oh, my gosh. We just had an amazing run of West Side Story. So we had two, the lead actors were on the Broadway tour.
That's great.
It was amazing.
Goodness.
So we now have Godspell coming. How exciting for
that
Godspell.
Very exciting.
It's perfect for the springtime. We can feel it coming. Perfect to get out. It starts March 27th, and it goes through April 11th. Tickets are still available. And the wonderful part about it is we have a promotion going on that anytime you buy, when you purchase Godspell tickets for a chance to win, it's three prizes we're giving away.
Wow.
So one, the grand prize, how cool is you're going to get two tickets to every professional show from 2015 to 2016.
That's a great prize.
How can you beat that?
Are you
kidding? I love that you buy a ticket and you get a chance to win something.
You're automatically entered. Yeah.
But that's a great idea. Must have come from their marketing director.
It was definitely a team effort, that's for sure. And then your first prize is four tickets to the all-new Piano Man, which is our last show of the season for this run. And then second is, we talked about summer camp, a free summer camp tuition. So how cool is that?
That's really
cool.
That
is very cool.
I had to get the experience at the Palace Theater and to be there. So Godspell, we have Tony, who, I say Tony because that was his character in West Side Story, but it's Jared played Tony in West Side, and he'll be the lead. He'll be Jesus in Godspell. So, and people just love him. So come out and see Jared for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Now, do you go to see, like, I mean, do you watch all the shows? Like, are you there and you stay to watch the shows? Like, is that part of your job?
Yeah, I do. And I meet the actors beforehand when they come in. We have a marketing day that I planned for them so people can get to know them, get the word out there. I can get to know them. And then I watch their rehearsals. Behind the scenes, and then I watch their dress rehearsal for sure, and I watch it a couple times. It helps me and inspires me as well to get to market their show. Yeah, and it's awesome. They're New York-based actors, and this is not community theater. This is the real deal. Yes. Professional actors that are putting on an amazing Broadway. It's Broadway in New Hampshire.
So like West Side Story, how long was it here and how long did it go for?
Yep, it was here from February 20th through March 7th. And so it ran for 3 weekends and a couple Thursdays. And we have matinee shows over the weekend as well. And so that went away March 7th. And then we have our presenting shows that we call presenting shows, meaning Kathy Griffin. We have the Blues Brothers coming on Friday night, the Review, not the real Blues Brothers, right? But they are the only group that's certified by the Blues Brothers to play.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Oh, cool.
How fun is that?
Yeah, very fun.
Yeah, and we have everywhere from, you know, James Van Prague's coming to Starship and Bee Gees, Anthony Kearns.
Bee Gees?
The Bee Gees, not the real ones. I know, I misspoke. But they're just as good.
Do you know who used to be, like, when I grew up, he was plastered all over my wall. He's not the Bee Gee, but he was the brother, okay. Andy Gibb.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
He was my idol. I mean, literally, my room was wallpaper of Andy Gibb.
That's.
I think I had a T-shirt.
Isn't that hilarious?
Did you?
I did.
I knew all of his songs. I mean, I used to sit at the record player. Was it? Yeah, we had records then,
yes,
right?
Yes,
yeah,
we did.
It was definitely records.
Yeah, records.
Yeah, it was records. I used to sit there and bring it down to like the 45, or maybe it was a 45. Bring it down, you know, bring
33.
It down.
Yeah, 45 to a 33.
Right?
Yeah,
so it goes so really I could fast. Hear. No, I wanted it to go slow, so I did it the other way or whatever,
oh, gotcha.
So that I could get all the words, and I used to write all the words down, and then I used to sing it. Swear to God, Andy.
It was a
Gibb.
Different time, wasn't
Isn't
it?
Isn't that hilarious?
It really was. Like you had to like. Actually research stuff instead of just touching a button
yeah,
and finding it.
Exactly. Right. I had to sit there and it took me hours for like, you know, his whole album or, you know, and you're like crazy.
And now it could take you 30 seconds.
I know. If not, you can just look it up and boom, print it. There you go.
My kids have no concept.
No, it's true. No. They don't.
They're very spoiled.
Now, speaking of kids, I actually have another question about, have you, as you know, the Palace Theater, have they considered doing and correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think I've seen this. Everything seems to be musicals. Have they ever considered doing straight shows? Straight show, for those of you that don't know, is not music. It's just acting. It's a story, you know, without the singing and the dancing for kids. Because that was one of the things that I know my son, and it's probably not nearly as popular, I'm sure, and that's probably why. Mm-hmm. But I know that's one of the things. My son does musicals because that's typically, like, he's actually doing a musical at his school right now.
Oh.
But he would prefer to just act and not have the singing and the dancing. Has that ever been considered to do something like that?
You know, since I've been there, I haven't heard any talk of that, mm-hmm. but I would never leave it off the table. But that's really the artistic director's call mm-hmm. and what direction we go with our plays. I mean, people seem to really enjoy the musicals
yes,
around
they do.
Here.
They do, for good reason.
For really good reason. But yeah. I understand from a kid's perspective, yeah. like if you're not the singer, you just don't want to sing for a particular mm-hmm. show, I could see the interest in it yeah. for sure. That's a good question. I can bring that back to Carl.
Just a variety to have something different to offer for different types of children and audiences. Again, I know the musicals are a big hit. I love them. I love them too. And my son does love them, but he has asked about that myself. So I thought I would ask.
Yeah, that's a great question. I will bring that back to artistic director. Thank you. Yeah.
Interesting. Now let's talk a little bit about, because the Palace, I mean, you know, 100 years, the history mm-hmm. of the Palace, I mean, and how it's grown over the years.
Oh yeah. It's amazing. Like, you know, it was built back up number of years ago, back in the 80s or so, and they picked back up and put more more money into it, the funding. And right now, we're not in debt. We're a thriving business. We're added a couple more marketing people, recently. So it's growing, which is nice. And the overall history of the architecture, you walk into that and you're just in awe. It's just a gorgeous building, and I can't get enough of it. I work there, and I still just walk in when it's just a silent theater, and it says a lot just by itself, if that makes any
sense.
It talks to you.
And you would never realize what is behind those doors. When you just walk down the street,
right?
You would never know that all of that is in there. The very first time, I didn't grow up in New Hampshire, so the very first time I went in there, I had that. I was like, wow, this is here, like right in the middle of Manchester, New Hampshire. I was in awe at myself. It is beautiful.
Yeah, and you're right about that. It doesn't do it justice from the outside. I mean, the marquee is really cool.
It is.
You know, when you see the cool, but to see the inside of the theater, you wouldn't know that. Until you walk in.
You're walking down the sidewalk, and it's like you have no idea all that is in there.
A hidden gem.
It's true. Well, Jen, thank you so much. That was fun chatting about the palace and what you have coming up. And listeners, if you're not looking for something for your kids to do on vacation week or this summer, go to palacetheater.org and check it out, and come down for all of these wonderful shows that are going to be happening, especially now Godspell's up next, right?
Yep, Godspell's up next, and this weekend we have the Blues Brothers and James Van Praagh.
Very good. Oh my gosh. Well, Jen, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
And listeners, tomorrow, don't forget, live at the Red Arrow Diner in Londonderry. We're doing a live remote over there with a ribbon cutting. And stay tuned right now for Kale and Company. Ken is up next. Bye-bye, everybody.